On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am? Oh, boy. Thanks for coming today. Hey, thanks for dressing up. I say that sarcastically. You look ridiculous. You know, if you're a sloppy eater, you should always wear shirts that have patterns on them so that when you drop food on your clothes, you can't tell if it's a food stain or part of the pattern. Think about it. I took note yesterday of just how frequently I sit down and how infrequently I stand up. And what I found was I'm in a sitting or lying position for 23 hours and 59 minutes every day. Do the math. Funny, I remember when I was in school, grade school that is, or even high school, I don't think the math teacher ever said to me, do the math. I don't think they, why not? Why do you keep bothering me? Just be quiet and let me do the show, okay? Please. I got better things to do. I just can't think of them.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Yeah, I know. Hi. I'll take it from here, thank you. All right, I'm going to do the political thing for just 2 minutes. I swear that's all. I know you don't come here to hear me spout off about the large piece of crevice ass that sits in the White House. I'm sorry I said that, but let's call a spade a spade. Let's call a spade a douche. How about that, huh? I don't even know what that whole phrase means. Speaking of whole phrases, that's what I wanted to talk about. This argument that is constantly used by the NRA and all of its supporters. No one wants to stand up against the National Rifle Association. Oh, my God. They give you a lot of money. Don't ever down them. And that's how our country runs. Good for us. Here's the thing. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Yes, people do kill people. But with the implement of an assault weapon in their hands, the guns kill people. It's not frequently a person can walk up and slap 20 or 50 people in the face and have them fall dead immediately. With the addition of what's called an assault rifle, by pulling the trigger within a matter of 20 seconds, you can take 40 people out stone cold dead and injure many, many more. What are we even talking about? Why are we standing behind this stupid little phrase? Assault weapons give a person the ability to take out many, many people in a very short period of time before that person can be taken out. So what are we talking about here? Let's stop just hearing phrases and saying, oh, well, okay, that's a viable phrase. It's not a viable phrase. Assault weapons kill people very quickly. Come on. Yeah, it's in the Constitution that you can have a gun. That was written when there were muskets. You'd fire a shot, you'd say, hold on, and about a minute later, you could fire another shot. Mass murders, not happening with muskets, unless you had like 500 people with muskets all at the same time. It was a musket. I don't think the founding fathers, as intelligent as they were, thought that submachine guns and assault weapons would be coming up in the near future or at all. The concept just wasn't there. So the amendment is totally outdated based on technology. Also, there were not huge police departments back then with the founding father time. So one would have to defend their own property. Okay, now we have what's called police departments and government things. Forces, armies, that can pretty much protect you and your house. They have things now called police cars, which they didn't have back in the Founding Father days. And they can be at your place rather quickly. So that's stupid. But if we're going to go by that Constitution, yeah, you can have a gun. You can have a handgun. You like to collect them. You like to go shooting beer cans off of a fence. You like to hunt, as much as I don't think that's proper, because we're more evolved than that. But if you like to go hunting, okay, handgun, I guess. You don't need an assault rifle to kill an animal. The only reason for an assault weapon is to take something out really quickly, and many of them. They're weapons of war. Why a civilian would need a weapon of war in their possession? Well, there's only one answer. So let's stop with these stupid phrases that guns don't kill people, people kill people. No, the addition of a gun in a person's hand, the gun kills people alongside the person. You see, the weapon is the assault rifle. That is what kills people. The person is the one that decides to use it in that fashion. But what really kills people is the assault weapon. It's the other way around. And yet, nothing happens. You can go into schools and shoot up classrooms, go into malls and shoot up people. Go to country western concerts and take out crowds, etc., 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 etc. I used to be concerned about ISIS and terror attacks from these weird overseas gangs, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. Now, the same effect from our own people, stoked by our own president. Is the president responsible for what happens? No. Is he responsible for stoking the fire? Well, yeah. I could sit here and play sound bites of him saying stoking remarks continually. People yelling at a Florida a rally, you know, what do we do with the people that cross the border? Shoot them. And Trump laughs. He doesn't say, whoa, that's out of line. You don't go shooting people. He laughs with them. I can give you tons of examples. Did Trump pull the trigger? No. Did he hand you the assault weapon? No. Did he give you reason to use it? Yeah. So maybe the president's hands are dripping in blood, but they're red. They're beet red. And what can we do about it? Nothing, because the guy himself is a four-year-old child standing in a schoolyard with a big mouth, and we all stand there and we just say,
aww. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, the podcast world's version of painful itching and swelling. You know they sell a cream for that, right? It's over the counter. Works really well. I've had to use it a lot.
For some unknown reason, I was watching America's Got Talent on television a couple of nights ago, which only proves the point there's nothing on TV worth watching. I was reduced to watching that program out of desperation. So I'm watching this thing, and there's this tiny girl. She's probably about 12 years old or something. She has quite a singing voice. She's off key quite a bit, but she's 12, you know? It's like an elderly man groping a teenager. You get away with it because you're an elderly man. Same thing with a 12-year-old, you know. Well, they're really not very good, but we'll tell them they're fantastic and they've got quite a career in front of them, even though not really. But they're 12, you know, give them a pass. So I'm watching this. This girl is, she's doing all right. She's not great or anything like that. And in the interview, just before she starts singing her song before the judges, by the way, the judges have no idea what's good and what isn't. They're celebrities, but of what, I'm not too sure. So the host is interviewing the girl and says, how do you like being out here in California, you know, and something like that. And she says, well, she's Southern. She's from the South, okay. Now you got to give her two passes. She's a 12-year-old girl, and she's from the South. All right, okay. Now we're really doing mulligans here. So, what do you miss? How do you like California? Well, it's really nice out here, but they don't seem to have any sweet tea. I don't know what's wrong with them. They don't even have any sweet tea. I can't exist without sweet tea. What's with them not having sweet tea? All right, first of all, if you say sweet tea again, someone's going to get hurt. I'm not inciting violence. I'm just saying that, you know, gives me that feeling of not wanting to hear sweet tea anymore. And then I went immediately to the Wikipedia. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no more dictionary. That is done. That word is finished. I go to the Wikipedia and I look up, what is sweet tea? I think I asked Siri, Alexa, all these people. What is sweet tea? Sweet tea is a brewed black tea, usually, that has been sweetened either with sugar or some type of a honey liqueur or an artificial sweetener. Simple syrup, I think, is what they call it. Is that a complex syrup? No, it's kind of simple syrup. I mean, it's simple, it's syrup, okay? That's what we call it, it's simple syrup. So it's a very sweet black tea. And apparently this 12-year-old is somehow hooked on this stuff to the point where it's now like a cocaine habit for her. She can't live without sweet tea. Little clue for you, honey, 12 years old, don't know your name, don't really care to, you're not that talented, but little clue for you. What you do is you go into a place, you buy some black tea, put some sugar in it, you got your sweet tea. What the hell is the problem with you? Oh, I forgot, you're 12 years old. You can't brew tea. You're not old enough. Ay, ay, ay. Sweet tea, my ass. Well, there's a combination. It's not worth drinking, huh? Sweet, sweet tea. Have you read the headlines, little girl? Drinking a lot of sweet beverages can pretty much kill you. Now, it doesn't kill you. It might shorten your life. It might screw up your body as you get older. But hey, you're 12. Go for it. Why don't you open up a pack of cigarettes and smoke that whole thing? Because what's the difference? Sweet tea, cigarettes, have a good time. Why don't you have some fried food? Why don't you shove some nuggets down your throat, swallow it down with some French fries, onion rings, anything that's deep fried, go for it, man. You and your sweet tea. Okay. Oh, Ron, what's up with you? How long are you going to go on about sweet tea? Are we going to hear this like for the next half hour? Is there an end to this? No, I think I made my point. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the sweet tea bit, it's carried me most of my life, and it will continue to as I perform the sweet tea stand-up bit wherever toys are sold.
Whatever.
All right. We'll move on. Fine, I get it. Fine, fine, fine. Many people have stopped smoking, but a good percentage of those have turned to something much more healthy, vaping. What is vaping? Wikipedia, dictionary, let's do that again. I looked it up. Vaping is taking a large amount of smoke, inhaling it into your lungs, and then blowing it out so that the circulation of this foreign smoke goes right down your esophagus and into your lungs. What a fine, fine substitution for smoking cigarettes. Not only that, but vaping also has nicotine in it, usually for the most part if you're really doing the big boy vaping, and it comes in wonderful flavors for the kids. So we've turned something horrible like smoking cigarettes into something fantastic like vaping. No, we've taken the word smoke, which is a nasty, nasty word, and we've exchanged it with vaping, which is certainly a very elegant way of smoking. I actually met a guy who, and he's a nice guy, man. He's a nice guy. I've got nothing against him. Let's start there. He puts that chewing tobacco in his mouth, and I don't know. That's just as disgusting as anything else. Perhaps more so. Takes a pinch of that stuff out of a little can, puts it between his teeth and his gums, which any dentist will tell you is a fantastic idea. And they don't light it or anything. It just sits there. It creates dirty juice. And then eventually you spit it out if you can. Hey, ladies. Oral sex? I don't think so. Man. Ouch. Chewing tobacco. It's another Southern thing, for the most part, not exclusively, for the most part. What else is a Southern thing, as long as we're on it? Well, shall we go down to New Orleans and enjoy their fine cuisine? Looks nice on television. A little bit tasty. Do you know why it's tasty? It's over-salted. It's made with lard and other despicable things that you wouldn't want to walk in the kitchen and see what you're actually devouring and swallowing down your throat. What's landing in your stomach and purveying your body. You probably don't want to know. That's the cuisine in the South is, if it's not deep fried, it's not worth eating. We don't stop at Southern fried chicken. We'll Southern fry Snickers bars, vegetables. You take a nice thing like a vegetable. Do you eat vegetables? Oh, yes, I do. What's your favorite vegetable? Deep fried broccoli. Mmm. You throw that in a vat of oil and let that baby fry up and crust and let that batter just soak right through that broccoli. I can't even taste the broccoli at that point. It's deep fried batter is all it really is. So I have a little sweet tea with that. And a piece of pie. A piece of pie loaded with sugar. I tell you, life is wonderful. Well, you better enjoy it quickly. I'm not saying everybody in the South eats like that. I'm saying that most do. In the North, yeah, we eat stupid too. We have stupid things and stupid chains with stupid food. And it doesn't have to be fast food either. You'd be surprised what's in most foods. Processed food, we buy that in the supermarket. Processed with every chemical you can find in the shop. We're not making food in kitchens, we're making food in the labs. It's not enough to make the food, deep fry it, use chemicals. We got to use more chemicals because now we have to preserve it. Ooh. What are you going to use to preserve yourself, my God? I'm telling you, man, we've lost it. We have lost our minds. Even vegans and vegans and all those people. I mean, just eating vegetables. I mean, what? You're kind of missing out on some stuff. Most stuff is okay if you don't deep fry it. And you cut the fat off. You can pretty much eat anything and have a decent existence. But we don't even do that. And I'm not one to talk, even though I have a talk show. I don't exercise. The only exercise I get is getting up from the chair and walking to the toilet. Getting up from the toilet and walking out of the bathroom. I don't know how many steps that is, but it keeps me slim. I'm not proud of myself. I mean, I don't do anything extra. I'm told that I need to exercise. I need to keep my body in motion continually. Yeah, right. That requires some type of effort. That's the problem. So I'm not one to talk, so I'm going to stop talking. Our guest will join us momentarily. In the meantime, I don't think you really have enough time to go do anything else right now. So stay with me, all right? Don't do anything. You should have, before this started, you should have gotten your sandwich. This is no time to leave me. But it is time to listen to a short, wonderful commercial.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the fuck did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy if you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Ron. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Sherry Criso joins us now. She's a registered nurse, certified nurse midwife, lactation consultant, spokesperson for Ryman Healthcare. That's just some of what she does. Okay. let's get into this. We're talking about breastfeeding and how that is perceived these days. What are the rules and the laws and the regulations? And it's fascinating because nobody really talks about this very much. World Breastfeeding Feeding Week begins August 1st, has just begun. And what are the breastfeeding rights? And that's what we're talking about. I understand that a survey was recently done.
That's correct, yes. A survey was done by Wakefield Research and Byram Healthcare, and it had some really surprising results. They surveyed about 1,000 working women, breastfeeding moms with children ages 2 and under, and some of the results really were surprising in that 1 in 5 women didn't know their rights under the Affordable Care Act and their legal federal rights afforded to them in the workplace regarding breastfeeding.
So,
and 11% didn't even know they had rights at all.
Yeah. So how do women who are breastfeeding handle that when they go back to work, or do they not go back to work during that period of time?
Some don't go back to work, but for the large majority that do, they either, you know, they've worked hard on their careers.
Right.
They want to go back, and they want to be able to do both. Continue to breastfeed and give their child the best health benefits possible and still continue to work or need to work to support their families. You know, in our country, we don't have extended maternity leaves. And so these laws are extremely important because this is what moms need because they are back to work so soon.
Sherry, do you think, in your opinion, that businesses know what the legalities are? Do they even know?
I believe there's many that do, and I also believe there's many that don't. The survey showed that 66% of the women that were surveyed experienced a lot of frustration and embarrassment at work, and that came more from coworkers and others walking in on them while they were breastfeeding because they didn't. They didn't have the legal benefit that they're supposed to get, which is a closed room with a lock and shades. They had employees, coworkers making rude comments or asking them to breastfeed somewhere else. All of these things are just distressing to me to hear that so many women are going through this kind of discrimination and harassment when it comes to something so important for health for their children.
Odd that a woman to woman. Who has, all women have the ability to do this, would actually complain about something like that when they could be taking advantage of that themselves had they chosen to. That's kind of odd. It seems to me like they're more upset that the breastfeeder mother is getting some time off, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's it, because I can't imagine that they would shun their own possibilities.
Well, it's just the stigma we have around breastfeeding, unfortunately. And also the idea for anyone to think that sitting and pumping your milk is time off.
Right.
It's just a complete misunderstanding of the commitment work that it takes to provide milk for your baby.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they're figuring, well, at least you get to sit in a room by yourself. All right.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess companies who have human resource departments, they would be very, very much aware of these situations, but smaller companies where they don't have that, where they're maybe just hired by the owner or something, you know, that they may not be aware of themselves.
Yeah. And I think that that's where we really need to start too. Yeah. As much as I'm advocating to educate women, we need to educate business owners on their legal obligation to do this. They need to provide those spaces and those breaks. That's the law, and that's in all 50 states. So I think that's where it needs to start. Women need to sometimes take that on themselves, unfortunately. We've created, with Byram Healthcare, I did help to create a toolkit for this World Breastfeeding Week. That's really great. It's they can get it on byramhealthcare.com. It's a free download that will help them. It has all kinds of information about their breastfeeding rights, about how to select the breast pump, which is also covered for free at no cost.
Oh.
Many women are not aware of that. They can get a free breast pump through their insurance. And how to navigate all these ins and outs of going back to work and pumping.
Yeah, you would think the employers would want their best people coming back as soon as possible and to make it possible for them to do so. But, you know, besides the law, people are weird, you know what I'm saying?
They are, especially when it comes to breastfeeding. Somehow, I guess, because about breasts, I don't know what it is. But what we're really talking about is feeding babies.
Yeah.
And that's how this needs to be perceived. We've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And that's why we have World Breastfeeding Week. And
very
actually,
good.
The whole month, National Breastfeeding Awareness Month, and we need to, and it's not just about breastfeeding moms. We all have sisters and wives and daughters. Yes. This affects all of us.
Yeah, kind of weird that we even have to talk about this, really.
It is weird.
You can get breast pump paraphernalia, et cetera, and more information by going where can we get this and this information?
They can go to ByramHealthcare.com. They can even get their no-cost pump through there. When you go, it's very easy. You just, it's a few, 15 minutes, you can provide your insurance information, and they will provide you with a breast pump, a really good breast pump that you can choose.
Okay.
Within 4 to 7 days, it'll come in the mail.
It's pretty cool. That's Byram is B-Y-R-A-M, by the way. ByramHealthcare.com, I believe you said.
Excellent. That's right.
Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for giving time to this important topic.
Pleasure. Thank you, Sherry. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it. Oh, that'll do it, all right. Oh, that will do it. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I hope you join me then. If you can't for some reason, please call and tell me. Or listen the next day to the two ones that you missed, because they're always there. That's the problem. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace, and boy, do we need it.